So we'd bought my parents' house in Cambridge, which again was a sensible thing for us to have done at that time. But we had Shell friends who we'd met overseas, and a lot of our friendships, sadly some of them are no longer around as individuals, was forged overseas. And what you had on the overseas circuit, you had shared experiences, shared frustrations, and shared things that you had to see the better of. So many of our longer-term friends were the very firm friends we made a long time ago. When we eventually came back and were living in Cambridge, I was commuting, some of our friends from the earlier days who lived in Ashtead said, why don't you come down and see what would be on the market that you could afford in Surrey? So we came down for a weekend and we trawled around, and we then found this house in Fetcham, a place called Cannon Way, which had been flooded in the floods of 68. We knew its history. As I say, it had solid flooring, so we didn't think any intrinsic damage had been done. And it was in the price bracket we could afford, so we bought a base in Fetcham. We then found that the River Mole, which is quite a tricky little river, potential flood levels quite often, and we lived through about three red flood alerts living in Fetcham. And we then said to ourselves, look, there's one day I remember I went up to London, had a phone call, a red alert, came back down to Leatherhead, things seemed to be all right, went back to London, and then got summoned back again to Fetcham. So you can't sort of cope with that indefinitely. And so eventually we decided that we would move to higher ground. And that was why we moved from Fetcham up to Bookham. We moved up to Bookham in 1975 to this house, and we've been here ever since. So it's now 40 plus years.